One big one down the chute. This is one of those rush-to-the-computer moments. I got why the process of defeating this fraud so reactivates me. It has now morphed into a Nigerian Western Union scam where, in quotation marks, Stephen Mark Becko in Nigeria asks for 100 Canadian dollars from Stephen Mark Becko in quotation marks in Canada. Speak of the gang that couldn't shoot straight. Fortunately, Western Union asks me first before allowing a transaction. But I really got to feel how I responded. I responded with fear and anger, and the fear and anger was not about the fraud. It was about triggering the complainer in me. As the youngest, I survived a violent family by complaining. I was the career complainer, the professional stick in the wheel. I did it at strategic times when the family needed to move or we were choosing a restaurant. Added to that, my dad felt he had permission to throw an angry fit whenever he was frustrated. Well, like me, I do that too. This is a huge core issue or vasana for me. See footnote 1. I'd never have seen it if I had not begun to examine what the fraud was triggering in me. This is where my frustration slash anger number comes from. As a CEO, I need to let this one go. I never imagined that I'd see the source of this reaction. It isn't outside circumstances, as I often say it is. They may trigger it, but it's a learned legacy pattern, Michael has called it. That's all it is. This is the way my dad did it, and this is the way I'm going to do it. Thank you, scammers and fraudsters. That's one big one down the chute.